Yeah, like, a lot of people, like, they don't really hear much about Iowa. Like, they don't even know, like, black people out here, like.
Oh, there's black people. There's black people out here, man. Man, there's black people, white people, Asians, there's all kind of people out here. Like I said, man, you got to come out here, man. You're not going to take Des Moines serious, man, unless you come out here and actually see for yourself.
Motherfucking Dirty Money Island, man. DMI. That's what we call it. 515. Des Moines Eye. We're the death of the Midwest. You know, the crossroads. The shit where a lot of y'all big homies won't tell you about. You know, because either something bad or something good happened down here. It's one of them cities, you know. We small but big. It's a lot of money, man. You already know, man. That's why they call us the richest city in the world, man. Per capita, though, because we know we small. We kind of small, but we still, you know. It's real nigga shit everywhere, man. You already know, man. You got real niggas here, man, doing real shit everywhere.
It's like you got your suburbs and then you got the hood. And it's like the white people out here, they like, oh, there is no hood. And they don't realize what we be going through. So it's like you just got to be, it's just where you're from, what part of the area.
The city is beautiful. It's a great city. When the city is great, when it's great, bro. But there's a lot of hating people. Like this place wasn't really built on violence, but now the crime rate went up. Like
this is where I grew up, man. Fifth Ave. You know what I'm saying? The west side of DMI, Des Moines, Iowa. You know what I'm saying? West side, man, where the real niggas at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nah, there's real niggas everywhere though. Fifth Ave, though, man. Y'all see it. Right here on University, the heart of the streets, you know what I'm saying?
The west side is always where niggas originated from. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying, we ain't been migrating. So we got niggas on the, we got niggas now, they building a lot of low income housing out there, you know what I mean? Shit like that. So they send niggas out there to the motherfucker. To the south side.
So they're trying like gentrified.
You gotta say it again, man, you gotta look at it. This right here. This block over here is called Forest, my nigga, where we at down there, right? That's called Forest, down that way. That block runs, like I said, west to east. That's the heart of downtown traffic, where everybody goes to work, where everybody puts in 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying? Where they gonna make their living for the life. But they gotta travel through what? The fucking inner city. So this is where we at, you know what I'm saying? So they still mad, cause they ain't moved us out yet.
You wanna go to Drake, you gotta come see us first.
Okay.
Man, all this done changed, man. This is where I grew up. So it's like, man, this is, like I said, man, it's growing. You know what I'm saying? It's maturing. It's turning into that Des Moines that we wanted to see, you know what I'm saying? Okay. We might not be ready to see it, but we wanted to see this, so. And this is what it is, man, it's growing. You feel what I'm saying?
The way of the world done changed, bro. You know, shit changes, my nigga. So it ain't the same as what we grew up on. What we grew up on now that wasn't accepted is being passive on now, you know?
Yeah, it's nigga.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it's a lot of shit that's being influenced upon our people. And niggas ain't seeing it, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't accepting it, you know what I mean? Because after years upon years, listen, this shit been playing for years. What's happening to us right now is black, we talking about the black people shit. Mm-hmm. This shit been happening to us for years, but this shit been playing 400 years ago.
Ain't nothing new.
You know what I'm saying? This shit been playing. Everything that they want to do, it's taking effect right now. It's been going on, you know what I mean? They might have skipped a beat here and there, you know what I'm saying? But all this playing has been going on, you know what I mean? And this is like, when it comes to Louisiana territorial shit, my nigga, this is like the media safe grounds. A lot of niggas don't know this shit, right? For the Underground Railroads.
Okay.
When niggas broke down to Des Moines, where we at, right? It was still fucked up. This is what the part where you didn't want to come. You would go to, what's that shit called? Baxter, Iowa. Remember I say the little town that they tore apart? It's coal mining town, full of niggas. Baxter, Iowa, money. Braxton, man. No, Braxton, Baxter, I might be wrong, correct me. You're going to see if you go check and Google it. Braxton, Iowa. Whole town, 90% niggas. Owned by niggas. Populated by niggas. You know what I'm saying? Controlling doctors, lawyers, pharmacists, you know what I'm saying? Everything. You know what I mean? And it's been a lot of niggas here for history since day one, man. When you go back in the books, you know, when you go look at the historical pictures of niggas building downtown Des Moines, you see nothing but niggas.
Black folks, it was a beautiful place to grow up. I would recommend it, like, even as been going on lately, I raise my kids here.
If you want to come here, it's a good place to come here and make money, and do what you got to do, go to school, and then just go do your career and do what you want to do. If you come here, don't get stuck here, that's all I can say. But other than that, it's pretty
It's 3% niggas in Iowa. Mm-hmm. In my city, you know what I'm saying? In Des Moines, I'm gonna say it's 24, 27. Is that what we looked at, bro, when we looked? Was it 24?
It was under 30.
Yeah, it was under 30% niggas in Des Moines. You know what I'm saying? That's just in my city, though, but as a state, as in a whole, you know what I'm saying? It's only 3% black, you know what I'm saying? African Americans, blacks, they want to call us, you know what I mean? So the racism is more now on a secretive thing. It's more here where you got to go in the corporate world and deal with the racism. Here it's going to affect you more. Unless you a hood nigga, then, you know, you're dealing with the police. But, yeah, it's everywhere, man. It ain't as bad, I'm going to say, because there's a lot of opportunities. I'm going to say that, though. There's a lot of niggas that can come here and make it. You know what I'm saying?
Hit downtown, man. Look around. Tour. You know, we got a sculpture park downtown. It's pretty dope. The Des Moines Social Club. We Movement 515. You know, sometimes they hold events. And how would you describe the movement, man? Go ahead.
It's bringing culture to a city of white folks. Like, I'm repping it right now. I'm a part of Movement 505 and what they do. It's bringing a culture to a city that, well, founded by white people.
Man, it's different, man. You gotta live here to understand what's going on. You feel me? Like, it's a lot of, you know, it's up and down, you know what I'm saying? But I love my city, though, you know what I'm saying? I was born and raised right here, so, like, I wouldn't have it no other way.
And when you come to my city, just because you think Des Moines, Iowa, it's a little small-ass city. You see niggas doing other shit around. Don't think, nigga, when you come down, you come down 2-3, nigga, at the end of the block, you might fuck around and lose your life. You might fuck around and go to 22nd, nigga, and little young homies kill you. You fuck around and go to Bricks to Africa can kill you. Go to East Side, nigga, the mob kill you. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta just be careful where you go. Just remember, this my city ain't sweet. A lot of niggas think shit's sweet. Respect each city where you go. There's real niggas everywhere, man.